Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and I got big fucking news. I'm going to a wedding at the end of the month, and I am wearing all fucking black. Did you just fucking hear what I told you? All black to a wedding. Everything. Black. Black jacket. Black shirt. Black tie. Black pants. Black socks. Black shoes. Black fucking balls. I'm even painting my fucking balls black for this thing, goddammit. I gotta be honest with you right now. I am more fucking excited about the all black ensemble than I am about the fucking wedding itself. Sorry, Bean Machine. I apologize. But, I mean, how the fuck can you not get jacked up about wearing all black to a fucking wedding? Am I not the fucking hottest man alive? Be honest with yourself. Have you ever heard anything so fucking hot? And if that wasn't hot enough, if you've known me, you listen to my podcast, or if you watch my fucking Instagram feed. Is it a feed? A page? I don't know what the fuck they call it. I don't know. I'm not woke enough to understand the fucking terminology of Instagram. But I know if you follow my bullshit, you know I'm about one thing. Raising the fucking stakes. I raised the stakes this time. Plus one? Yes, goddammit. Chris Johnson locked up a fucking plus one for the fucking wedding. There were two conditions on going to this wedding with me. I said, number one, you have to wear all black. Number two, you're gonna be ready to fucking lock shit down. We're gonna have that fucking brewery on lock. It's at a fucking brewery. We're gonna lock that place down. We're gonna fuck that place into a coma. Those pieces of shit, sorry, Bean Machine, again, I'm calling your family pieces of shit. Family, friends, your fucking soon-to-be wife's family, Pink Kryptonite's family. I don't know, maybe they're nice people, but what I'm telling you is they're all getting fucked into a fucking coma. They're not gonna be able to be revived. Dude, I've been fucking jacked about this for fucking weeks. I can't stop fucking telling people about it. People I don't fucking talk to, I'm like, listen, I'm going to a wedding, I'm wearing all black. What do you think about this shit? You might be wondering what kind of individual would agree to fucking spend a fucking night at a wedding with Chris Johnson. Well, I mean, take a look at me. Come on. Who the fuck wouldn't want to hang out with me for a fucking night? And it's just a fucking night. We're not dating or anything. It's not a fucking long commitment. I'm probably not going to fuck that up. Look, I'll fuck up a long-term relationship. I'm not going to fuck up one night. I mean, by the end of the night, she might be sick of my shit. It starts at 5 o'clock. Maybe by 9, 10 o'clock, you got to fucking take me home and get the fuck away from me and never fucking speak to me again. But I can last that long, right? I can drag it out that fucking long, can't I? Look, I'm confident enough in myself that I think I'm going to be able to last until the end of the night before she has like this fucking pure hatred built up for me. I mean, the fucking goal isn't to get her to hate me. She don't hate me now. She fucking agreed to go. She didn't fucking hate me now. But I'm just saying, if you look at my history, there's a good chance that she might hate me at the end of the night, which I just don't know. That's not my goal. I'm just saying, historically speaking, I'm pretty good at ruining shit. This is also going to break a streak for me because technically going to a wedding with somebody is a date. They call it like a wedding date. The plus one's your fucking wedding date. So technically, I guess it's going to be fucking considered a date, which breaks my fucking 5-year plus string of not going on a date. That is an impressive run. 5+ years. A part of me didn't want to break it. I thought I could go a little bit further. But I also thought, like, you know, I mean, might be fucking fun, you know what I mean? And come on now. Two people dressed all in black in a wedding. Is that not going to be the hottest fucking thing you've ever seen? I was told by more than one person, my aunt being one of them, and another friend of mine who had her bridesmaids' dresses all black. They said there's colors you're not supposed to wear to a wedding. White, because that's the fucking bride. Black, and then red. The fuck's wrong with red? I know the fucking red wedding, that stupid Game of Thrones shit, but like, is there a reason why you're not supposed to wear red? What the fuck's wrong with red? And I'm gonna talk like literally for like 15 seconds on Game of Thrones. Fuck that show. I cannot be less fucking interested in a popular show than I am about a fucking Game of Thrones. Like the fucking red wedding, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Fuck that show. But back to red at the wedding, why can't you wear red at a fucking wedding? I said to my aunt, I was like, next time I'm wearing fucking red, I'm gonna buy a fucking red suit. But apparently you're not supposed to do it. The woman whose bridesmaids were dressed all in black, she said her grandma was fucking pissed. My grandma didn't fucking care. I said, Grandma, what do you think about all black? And she just went, ha. I took grandma home the other day from fucking Allegheny. Spent like a fucking hour and a half in the car with grandma. She didn't say a goddamn thing about the all black. She doesn't give a shit. Grandma thinks I'm fucking awesome. Like anything I do, grandma approves of. Grandma's excited about the all black wedding. I don't know, how the fuck old is grandma? I don't know, she's in her 80s? Grandma knows. Grandma knows what's fucking hot, and she knows that Chris Johnson's hot, okay? I'm a little excited about the crew as well. It's a radio station wedding. I'm gonna see some motherfuckers I haven't seen in a while, like Griggs. Griggs hates the nickname Griggs, but he's fucking Griggs. Guy pissing a bottle in the control room one time. I did a podcast on it. He's fucking awesome. Fucking Bags to Riches is gonna be there. There's this one dude sitting at my table. I don't have a nickname for him because I only met him once or twice. But he's got a blue check mark on Twitter, so he's legit. The first time I met him, I was going back to the radio station to host a show with the Bean Machine. We did like a Christmas show or some shit. And I met this dude. He's a good dude. I feel like, you know, hey, hello, how you doing? And I think I saw him like hammered the next day at, I don't know, like a football game or some shit. I don't know what the fuck I was doing. It's not I fucking set up. It was like Virginia Tech was playing or something. But anyway, I'm walking through the old offices at work and there was a guy that looked like fucking Stephen Baldwin. He was in like the fucking sales, in like radio sales, just all fucking disheveled and kind of douchey looking. And I looked at that motherfucker. I'm like, Jesus Christ, the fuck? What's going on with this guy here? And then, like, the big door opened. And, like, you know, this blue checkmark guy walks in. And I'm there with the beam machine. I'm like, hey, buddy, what's going on? He's like, hey, what's up? I was like, when the fuck did you guys hire Stephen Baldwin? And he's like, what are you talking about, dude? And then I just walked away. I just left. And I saw him the next day. And he's like, you fucking asshole. He's like, I fucking walked in after you said the fucking Stephen Baldwin line. And I fucking looking right at the dude. It looks like Stephen Baldwin. He fucking knew you were talking about him. And I just laughed. Good, fuck him. What's he going to do? But I'm jacked up about this wedding, and I'll let you know if my fucking date hates me better than tonight. I don't know. We'll find out. And I'll let you know how the All Black goes over. I think it's going to go over well, man. But I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode's there. You can catch the cast on Facebook. It'll be in my timeline. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. Podbean is the host. Every episode's on Podbean. And Instagram, maybe 5 minutes, hot photos. I fucking promise you, there's going to be fucking hot photos of the All Black up on fucking Instagram and Facebook. I fucking promise you. You want to see fucking photos of this shit? You want to see pictures of me locking shit down? Do you? Of course you fucking do. That's on Instagram, but maybe 5 minutes.